You mentioned that depression is quite prevalent in young adults. I believe it's age 18 to 29. Do you have any guesses as to why it affects more younger people than older adults?
Well, again, I don't think we can understand that by looking to the brain. Young people have defective brains more than older people. No, I think that it's generational experiences, and it has in part to do with our culture's insistence and belief that young people have taken to heart that you can be happy all the time. This is partially a social media phenomenon. And so a lot of people are walking around, a lot of younger people are walking around asking the question, why am I not happy? Why am I not happier? And this is actually the kind of question that is the part of the breeding ground for depression, depressed mood. Some of it has to do with the routines of younger people. So things like feeling stressed out all the time, not getting enough sleep. Some of it probably has to do with the economic circumstances that are affecting young people more than older people, and that there's a great uncertainty about when you can start a career. And so many people have, what are the breeding grounds for low mood and depression? Having goals that greatly exceed progress towards goals. And so a lot of younger people have very high goals, which you think that's fantastic to have high goals, but sometimes there are goals that are really excessive. So, for example, the goal to be nationally famous, they're actually not terribly achievable for very many people, and they're leading to this kind of chronic dissatisfaction.